This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The University of Mount Union is known nationally for its elite football program, but its men's basketball team is also beginning to build a powerhouse. The Purple Raiders are ranked 7th heading into this weekend's Division III tournament. Terry, the team is led by former Starr County High School coach Mike Fuhlein. He's been there 9 seasons. How did he start to build a winner?
That's the interesting thing. The football coach at the time and athletic director, Larry Karras, frankly had gone through several basketball coaches. And even some people whispered, well, you know, he's an athletic director and a football coach. He really doesn't want to win in basketball. And I knew that wasn't true. In fact, he was frustrated losing to John Carroll and some of these others. And so a guy from Mount Union, a couple of these people said, there's this young guy coaching down at Jackson, Mike Fuhlein. And they won a state title, Division I there, which is hard to do at a public school. And he's got great local contacts. And Larry Karras went down, watched them play, talked to some people, brought him in, interviewed him, and hired him.
And this was a team when Mike Fuhlein came in, wasn't particularly very good.
I think they had like 4 consecutive losing seasons. The whole history of the school, they'd only been the NCAA tournament once. So it was never just dreadful, but it was a study, for the most part, in mediocrity. And, of course, mediocrity on the athletic playing field, a place like Mount Union. Think about this. I mean, Larry Karras won like 94% of his games in football. But to a guy like that, a 500 record just feels like we stink.
And it was a pretty rough couple of seasons to start, and now they've won at least 20 games 4 times in the last 6 years.
Right, and this is their second trip to the NCAA. And as he told me in the beginning, he said, well, what was the hardest thing to do? And he said, that little clock on top of the backboard, because in high school they don't have a shot clock.
Oh, okay.
College, with that 30-second clock, he felt that along with the games being longer, and then he had to figure out, because remember, you can't offer athletic scholarships, but what kind of kid can play in the Ohio Athletic Conference? You know, he knew what kind of kid could win at Jackson High, but he didn't know there, so it took a couple of years to do that. But he is just very connected with high school coaches. The whole team is like from the state of Ohio. The vast majority of them are from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I love that some of these players are fun. Nathan Bauer Malone, he was recruited on the lacrosse field?
Right. He's a kid that played for Dave Close, who's an outstanding high school coach at Stowe. Has won over 500 games. Mount Union was looking at him and Ohio Northern. That was it. So he was trying to decide between the two of them. But when the Mount Union coaching staff showed up at a couple of his lacrosse games, he thought, well, we'll go for that.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. So he goes there, and now he's the Ohio Athletic Conference Player of the Year as a senior.
Then I love this. Devante Friga, who is a YouTube star. He has over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Right, and he was another kid that was kind of not looked at very much. In fact, his first year, he ended up playing mostly on the JVs till the end of the season. Now he's in the starting backcourt. He's in alternative media and interactive media, all these things, and he starts putting together these YouTube videos. One of the ones I watched, it's like he and a couple of the other players for the team, they go in the refrigerator, like in their dorm, and they pull the milk out, and it stinks, and they're holding their nose, and they're, you know, they give it to somebody else. And and as the Mike Fuhlein, the coach, said, now listen, you better not embarrass us. I mean, my kids are watching your videos. Now, it sounds like a nice homemade project that, okay, some kids at Mount Union might like, but
it's gone viral. And he's signing autographs when they
right,
go play.
People come up to him. They played this game, one game in Marietta, and some family drove from Philadelphia with their kids to get his autograph and take pictures with him. And then Malone, who's in the backcourt with him, says, people want my autograph now, not because, you know, he's the best player in the OAC, but he's one of the stars in the video. Some big schools may not want their guys doing that. They'd be worried this could go a little sideways. Now, understand, they're monitoring at Mount Union, but they also think this is, you know, good publicity for the school. It's good for the kid. And this has all kind of come together. Really, they've got a bunch of seniors here. This is their year to do something special. You know, Larry Karras, this is his last year as athletic director. You know, he's retiring. I know he's thrilled to see that this was his last big hire and was considered kind of risky because straight from high school to college. You know, again, they're winning, and they're doing it with the kind of kids you want to win with at Division III.
And I guess look out Mount Union football, because here's the basketball team.
Yeah, there they are. So
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.